Much grain now is falling ungathered, while many stand idle and wait. The harvest time soon will be ended, for garnering them 'tis too late. O soul, prove thy love to the Savior, for what he has done unto thee. By sending the tidings of mercy to lost ones o'er land and o'er sea, they perish, they perish. Yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them. The souls who in darkness abide.
Good morning, friends. On this Sunday morning, which we call Mother's Day, I hope this day will be a bright one for all of you. Let me pause long enough to wish all the mothers who listen to the broadcast a very happy day. May God bless each one. We hope your children will be kind to you today and that they will remember you with something special. In fact, we hope they will be kind to you every day, all year long. I appreciate the lasting remembrance which I have of my mother. Her influence upon my life cannot be valued in dollars and cents. Listen to this poem. Mother's Day. Each day is Mother's Day. Tempting, puzzling dear. Bumps to kiss and cuts to bind, and sorry hearts to cheer. Willful ways to coax aright, and laggard souls to hurry. Holes to patch and meals to plan, and lots of chance to worry. But troubles bloom to wisdom, patience grows to power, and love that was the reason is the wage for each crammed hour. And every day that mothers make, diligent and sweet, speeds the time till that great day when hope and harvest meat. And now this scripture. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Proverbs 31:10-12. That's good, isn't it? Then, skipping on down a few verses, we find these words. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. So these verses bring me once again to the thought for the day. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. You see, a mother has a great part in doing this. How could we expect the children to call her blessed if she had not been a good mother to them? In speaking of this child training, let me give you the words of J. Edgar Hoover when he was questioned as to why there is so much violence and lawlessness in the land, and that despite all the measures taken to prevent it. Mr. Hoover summed it up this way. Children are reared today with little or no discipline because parents won't and schools can't. Don't you see that his conclusion was that parents had failed and the schools couldn't manage the children after they had gotten so far out of hand? One thing is certain. There are times when your child and my child needs discipline. Without it, disaster is almost inevitable. It is not for me to say how you should accomplish this discipline or correction. Each child is different in disposition and makeup. Some will respond to one thing, and others may be handled in a different manner. Some parents make the mistake of grabbing up the first thing they can lay their hands on to strike Junior with. This is tragic. if the father or mother who does this will search their own hearts, no doubt they will find they need to seek forgiveness for their own hardness of heart. However, I am not ruling out punishment for wrongdoing. I believe in it, the correction, that is. Sometimes it is absolutely necessary and should be done with firmness. Begin training the child the day he is born. Start right. Then continue the same course. Don't spoil your tiny baby. If you laugh at something he does today, don't expect him to know it is wrong tomorrow. I'm speaking of something that is wrong now. How should he know? My mother once gave me a spanking on my birthday. Think of that. And it wasn't for fun either. It was for real. I didn't soon forget that. It hurts while it lasts, but it surely does bring some good results. Here is a scripture to prove that. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chasten us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now, no chastening, for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth a peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Hebrews 12:9-11. So if you really love your child, see that he learns to reverence and respect you by obeying. And this is to be done at an early age. Don't wait until he is old enough to decide for himself which way he wants to go. It may then be too late. Set the example before him. Let your life be the first example. It is a full-time job, and you must be constantly on the watch. Another thing. Parents should always work together, not apart. If there are some disagreements, settle it in private, never before the children. Learn to be a part of your child and let them know they are a part of the family. Respect their desires and thoughts. Visit with them. Tell them Bible stories. Instill right habits of thought, work, play, reading, study, thrift, giving, prayer, and Bible reading. See how your son divides the apple or the quart of milk and teach them to be fair. Teach obedience is one of the prime virtues, and so it is. A child learns to obey before it is a year old much more easily than later. Pray for and with your child. Scolding and nagging is not the answer, nor the substitute for firmness and correction. Don't promise a child you're going to punish him and then let it go by. Don't you know he remembers things like that? Better not promise than promise and not do. The same is true of other promises. If he thinks he's going to be rewarded, don't forget that. Reward him and commend him for his good behavior and conduct. This gives him more incentive to be an example. But see to it that their good behavior is not purely for the reward. They should learn to do right for the sake of right. Be careful with whom they play, and with what they play, and when, and where. The rule of hands off between boys and girls is a good rule. Make your family altar a sacred place. Children should be taught to take part. It is good to teach the value of money, but avoid greed either in children or grown-ups. Make your home a pleasant place, and one to which the family will love to come. Avoid impoliteness and unkindness to home folks as well as to company. May it never be said we have careful thought for the stranger and a smile for the sometimes guest, while often for our own is the bitter tone, though our own we love the best. So, to sum it up, let me put it this way. Make the ground good and plant the seed right. Keep the weeds out and cultivate and enrich the soil, trusting God to work through this miracle of parenthood, and pray that the yield will be some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. As a rule, parents are given the first and sometimes the longest chance to get the child going right. This is our responsibility. Do not fail God or the child. Let us pray. Our Father, we are so glad for the great plan of the Creator of the universe who gave us fathers and mothers to teach us aright. Help us to be faithful and not fail in our duty. And thine shall be the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Friends, if you believe in the Bible method of teaching children and have enjoyed this message, we'd be glad to hear from you. You may write us by addressing your letter to the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Here is a song, Dwelling in Beulah Land. The singers are Bob Forbes, Troy Gentry, Dale Doolittle, and Randall Flynn.
Far away the noise of strife upon my ear is falling. Then I know the sins of earth be set on every hand. Doubt and fear and things of earth in vain to me are calling. None of these shall move me from Beulah Land. I'm living on the mountain underneath a cloudless sky.
Praise God.
I'm drinking at the fountain that never shall run dry. Oh yes, I'm feasting on the manna from a bountiful supply, for I am dwelling in Beulah Land. Far below the storm of doubt upon the world is beating, sons of men in battle on the enemy withstand. Safe am I within the castle of God's word retreating. Nothing there can reach me, 'tis Beulah Land. I'm living on the mountain underneath a cloudless sky.
Praise God.
I'm drinking at the fountain that never shall run dry. Oh yes, I'm feasting on the manna from a bountiful supply, for I am dwelling in Beulah Land. Let the stormy breezes blow, their cry cannot alarm me.
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying a happy Mother's Day to all and a very cheerful goodbye.
Here the sun is always shining, here there's naught can harm me. I am safe forever in Beulah Land. I'm living on the mountain underneath a cloudless sky.
Praise God.
I'm drinking at the fountain that never shall run dry. Oh yes, I'm feasting on the manna from a bountiful supply, for I am dwelling in